Obviously, we're very disappointed and still feeling the remorse from the opportunity that we had and let slip through our hands. There's reasons for that, but there's pluses as well as minuses. I think you start with the pluses. I thought special teams did a very good job. The punter had a 51.6 net punt. We did a very good job against an outstanding special teams outfit. We did a change the field twice with 68-yard punt and a 67-yard punt. We had a 16-yard punt return of our own. Our field position after kickoffs was better than theirs. Their one play, obviously, was the field goal at the end of the game that that proved to be the winner. I think we did some good things defensively and offensively. Offensively, we had 9 runs of 10 yards or more, 5 passes of 20 yards or more. But 21 points. 21 points is not enough. Basically going to be very difficult to win a football game with that. Of course, we had the big turnover, which allowed them to score on defense again, yet again. Defensively, we gave up 17 points. They had, I believe, 7 big plays. We had some difficulty stopping the run, but we rose up and had a nice interception. I think indicative of the way the game went, we intercepted a ball, and the very next series was the Cruz fumble touchdown. We drove the ball at the start of the third quarter to the 35-yard line. I was not in a position there where I thought 53-yard field goal was a good idea. I thought it was too close to even consider punting, so we went for it on third down, went for it on fourth down, didn't make it. They took the ball down. That was the series where we had the fumble, but we also had the Kiwanuka personal foul. So they finished that drive with a touchdown there. And then, of course, we were all confident and excited about the opportunity after the last touchdown and 2-point play that we might get the ball back. And in truth, they were 1-for-8 on third down and 3-for-3 on third down in that drive with relatively long yardage, the last being 3rd and 10. That would not have been an automatic field goal. If you looked at it, that was in the neighborhood of a 45-yard field goal had we stopped them there. So all those things being considered, the one area that I'm most concerned and disappointed with were the penalties. And, quite frankly, we had 1 penalty and 3 penalties in the 2 previous games, and somewhat out of character. Had 12 penalties last night, 11 being accepted. Whereas in the first game it was the turnovers, in this game it was penalties. And I just feel like you're not going to win a game, a tight football game against 2 teams competing and playing very hard, when you have that kind of actual disregard for the rules and what have you. So I was upset with that. We talked about that in our meeting today. You've got to have poise. You've got to be able to control your emotions when things go against you. You're not going to change that. And you've got to be able to deal with it and move on to the next play. Control your emotions. Let your feelings erupt when the ball is snapped. And otherwise, refrain from anything which would cause the nature of the 3 personal fouls that we had and any number of other type fouls. So I was very disappointed in that, and hopefully we'll get that under control.
Tom, 3 personal fouls is a little unusual. Was there, do you think, too much, energy or desperation or something in your team that led to those?
You saw it exactly as I did. There was obviously some frustration and some retaliation in one of them, maybe 2 of them, but you're not going to get away with that. Regardless of what happened previously, if it wasn't called, you're not going to get away with it. So I think there was a legitimate attempt to get at the quarterback, but anytime you touch the quarterback from the neck up, you're going to get a foul, and that's exactly what happened.
What's your policy on trash talking? I think a lot of people thought that was maybe a little out of character. for the Giants to be talking so much before the game?
Well, I'm talk is cheap, play the game is my policy. I mean, and I, quite frankly, was unaware of the two that I guess were made, and people made a big deal about that. I don't believe in that stuff. I think you play the game, talk is cheap, play the game. I don't see anything that gets accomplished by the verbalization part of it. We've never been a team that has been one to provide bulletin board material. I understand there was a little bit of that last week, and I'm not, I don't believe in any of that. As a matter of fact, speak out very strongly against it.
Did you mention that to the players, or is that something you talked about
today? I did not, because I'm, quite frankly, just finding out about it, but I will mention it on Wednesday.
Tom, how close was Hakeem to going, and did he kind of fight you guys
No, on Sunday? Not really.
Do you expect him to be fine going forward this week? Is there
we'll
any
see.
Progress at all?
I really don't have any other information to give you. He's being treated, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to see where he's at come Wednesday.
I know he didn't practice much, but he didn't go out into the field. You know, because a lot of times guys go out in the field and, you know, listen as questionable, they warm up and see how they feel. There was no thought of doing that with him?
No.
Is there anything else going on there besides that with him?
No.
No? Because, you know, he's talked about frustration and no touchdowns. And, you know,
a lot of frustration today.
During the week, he indicated that he thought he was going to play. I think that's why some of us are confused. I mean, he was pretty adamant. He says, Dallas week, I'm going to play. How could those two things be happening at the same time?
Because on Wednesday, as you've tracked it, he had an issue with an abdominal area, thought it might have been a hernia. That was so went through all the tests, et cetera, and then did not practice, was not able to practice. You asked me the question late in the week, and I answered. What would be the issue? Speed. He probably can't be full speed.
He said later in the week, though, that he thought he'd play, you know, after this issue.
You'll have to ask him.
You were never under that impression, though? Like you said, you were always kind of doubtful because he was unable to practice?
That's usually the way it is, yeah.
Tom, the offense and its having to settle for field goals on so many
mention that. I should have mentioned it. The two drives into the green zone with field goals. You know, it's the second week in a row. I think we're 1-for-3 in the green zone. And, again, as you are on the sideline, you're holding your breath, hoping that doesn't come back to haunt you. But obviously it did, and it does. And when you get down there, you've got to put the ball in the end zone. You've got to score. I mean, even when, you know, you get into that close area like that, you've got to put the ball in the end zone. We had one drive in which the first running play was -6 yards, and it's very difficult to make up for that. Another drive where we got 1 yard on a run, a couple of passes that were incomplete. So back to the drawing board.
Tom, to what do you attribute that, though? Is part of that an inability to impose your will as an offense in those confined situations? Is part of it, I mean, I'm guessing execution figures in somewhere.
That's for sure.
Is part of it a defense maybe showing you a look you didn't see and the call doesn't work then? I mean, this has been continuing.
Most of the calls have an option,
right?
Various options involved. And, you know, like when we drive it down there and then don't make, and we're running the ball well and then don't make the yardage we would like to make on the run, went to the pass and obviously didn't have a good look at the pass either. So, you know, we're frustrated as well.
With the time after watching the film of that play with Cruz and the fumble, do you still feel as strongly as you did last night?
Well, from what I understand, there's been some misunderstanding of what I felt. When I looked at the tape today, the forward progress is not stopped. So that was not even an issue when you looked at the tape, and that's exactly what the official told me. Forward progress had not been stopped. We all would have loved to have had the whistle blow in that case, but it didn't. And Victor was driving as hard as he could to get more yardage. And, you know, there were three or four Dallas defenders that were flying to the ball there, and in one you know, desperate effort, I think, to get further up the field. Ball gets ripped out and right into someone's hands, and he takes it and runs into the end zone. So, no, that wouldn't have been – there wasn't anything to discuss there after watching the tape.
Tom, the locker room obviously understandably pretty down today. What do you look for on Wednesday to see, you know –
Big game in Washington this weekend. We got to come back up. You know, we play Washington a couple of times here, real short, close range, and both games would be divisional games, very important games for us. So as disappointed and as badly as everyone feels today, got to get it back up and get going again.
Are there signs that you'll look for to see if there's a bouncing guy step again, or if they are, you know, they're still dragging a little bit? What do you look for specifically?
Well, I'll look for them to share with me the excitement and the idea of the competitive nature of another divisional game.
When you we asked you at 0-6 how you keep the team focused, the focus was on not only playing well, but it wasn't over. There's still a lot of time to go. Now that you know it's pretty close to being over,
it's not going to be over until the five games are over. The one thing that all of you would like to try to figure into this is, oh, you don't have anything to play for. We got a lot to play for. We got a lot to play for. We have a five-game schedule. We're playing against some outstanding football teams. You know, we're trying to assert ourselves. We're not executing as well as we can, and in all three phases at the same time for sure. So I'm looking for that. You know, I'm always searching for perfection, the perfect game. We can't get it perhaps because we're human, but that's the objective and that's the goal. And that's what we'll continue to fight for. It is the competitive nature of the player, of the coach, and that's where we are.
And is that enough for the players, you think, who obviously they had Super Bowl aspirations coming into the season?
Well, it's going to have to be. You're going to have to deal with reality. We are what we are. We've created this situation for ourselves. We also created the opportunity that took place yesterday that we weren't quite able to take advantage of. But we did come back from a big-time deficit, tie the game, make a two-point conversion, and sit there as excited as we could be with the opportunity, perhaps with 4:45 to go, to get the ball back again and see if we could do something about the outcome of the game. So that didn't happen. Feel very badly about that. But again, not going to change what happened yesterday. We can do something about now and about going forward.
So did Air Paul's health more of a factor yesterday in terms of how much he was able to play and do?
I think there's no doubt. It's a factor, no doubt. You know.
Did he hurt it during the game, or was it?
Well, he's been injured, and he's been playing injured. He's been playing with it.
You talked about the red zone and having to put the ball in the end zone. What's
the green
the
zone? I think
the green zone. What's the thinking on third and 10? You're at third and goal from the 10. What's the thinking for you guys there? Obviously, it's to run the ball there.
That was another one of those alert kind of a deals where you have something called and you also have a run built in, end up going to the run. If that's the way that goes, that's ours. That's our fault. Thinking is get the ball in the end zone. That's what the thinking is.
Anything